Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this journey as we study the life of the prophet Jonah and discover our life mission.
This is day two of Jonah. Today's title is Disobedience Takes You Down. J.I. Packer once said, "There are no small sins against a great God." Our text today is Jonah 1:3. But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. God told Jonah to arise and go, but Jonah arose and fled. Jonah was called to go to Nineveh in the heart of Assyria. Instead, Jonah fled to Tarshish in the complete opposite direction. Jonah's call was to head north and east over land to Nineveh, which is in modern-day Iraq. Yet he attempted to head south and west over water to Tarshish, which is in modern-day Spain. Before we are too hard on the prophet of God because of his disobedience, we need to understand God's assignment in Jonah's context. At the peak of Nineveh's prosperity, it was surrounded by a wall nearly 8 miles in length. The people of Nineveh were extremely wicked and represented everything opposite of what God's people held dear. The Ninevites were known for their extreme cruelty, killing men, raping women, and even ripping babies from their mothers' wombs. They often skinned their victims and impaled their bodies, publicly humiliating them and leaving them to die. They forced parents to watch as their children were burned alive before turning and slaying them as well. They also buried victims up to their necks in sand and left them to die of hunger, thirst, or wild animal attack. History tells us that entire cities would commit suicide rather than fall into the hands of the Ninevites. However, remember that God told Jonah to go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me. Jonah must have thought that God was going to overthrow Nineveh and punish the Ninevites for their wickedness. From what we will learn about Jonah's attitude toward Nineveh, this news should have been music to his ears. Yet, we will discover later that Jonah fled because he knew that if he preached and the Ninevites repented, God would forgive them. He knew that God was gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in love, as seen in Jonah 4:2. Oddly enough, Jonah's belief in the character of God served as his excuse for disobeying God's commands. Jonah's disobedience leads to his downfall. Everything about the consequences of Jonah's sin is characterized by that one word, down. Jonah went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. He paid the fare and went down into the ship. Later, in Jonah 1:5, Jonah went down into the inner part of the ship and fell asleep. By the end of Jonah chapter 1, Jonah will go down into the belly of a great fish. Every time you depart from God's will for your life, you are headed down. Disobedience leads Jonah down and away from the presence of the Lord. John G. Butler describes what it means to leave the presence of the Lord. He says, "The presence of the Lord does not always refer to the omnipresence of God. Rather, it can refer to such things as the place of worship, the place where one hears the word of God, the place of prayer, and the place of service for God. One cannot leave the omnipresence of God, but one can leave any of these places just mentioned." Jonah was running away from his service to God, but the scripture will also indicate that he was fleeing the place where he heard the word of God. When we disobey God, we separate ourselves from everything that represents his presence. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God, they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. God's presence was still there. However, like Jonah, Adam and Eve no longer wanted to hear God speak or worship him. Disobedience leads to a loss of interest in studying God's word and speaking to him in prayer. In every spiritual aspect imaginable, disobedience is a downward spiral away from the voice of God. As we will see, Jonah's downward spiral will continue until God himself intervenes and sets him back on the right path. Questions for today. In what ways can you relate to Jonah's disobedience? How does the following scripture depict the downward slope of sin? James 1, 14-15 reads, "But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it is conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death." Jonah paid the fare to disobey God. In what ways does it cost you when you disobey God? In what ways have you witnessed the truth described in the following words by John G. Butler? "Our drawing near to God is generally done at a snail's pace, but our departure from God is frequently done by leaps and bounds." Pray with me. Lord, thank you that no matter how far we run, we can't outrun you. Teach us how to draw close to you, and show us a path that draws us so close we can't leave your presence. In Christ's name, amen.